The title of my message today is, Are You Serious? And I'm going to go kind of way out of my comfort zone, and I'm going to tell a story, which is not something I typically do. And I call it the parable of the giver and the taker. So let's start by imagining that you are exceptionally wealthy. And imagine you have a friend that you care deeply about. And because you care, because you are generous, you decide to give your friend some money. You and your friend meet on Monday morning, and you say, Dear friend, because I want you to live an abundant life, I have decided to give you $1,440 today and every day. All I ask is that you spend it to build a good future for yourself and to help others. And you're happy because you're a cheerful giver, and your friend is happy because he's got the money. The next day you see your friend and you ask the obvious, what did you do with the money? And he sort of hems and haws a little bit, and after a minute you find out he blew it all away. And you think, wow, I really wish he would have spent it more wisely than wastefully. But you're generous and patient, so you overlook your friend's poor decision and give him another $1,440. On Wednesday, you go to see your friend and he says, I really want to thank you for your generosity. And you think, this is a good sign. Maybe this means he's going to spend the money more wisely. So you ask the obvious, what did you do with the new money? And he says, about the same thing I did with it the last time. And you think, oh, he blew it all again on trinkets instead of treasure. So would you stop giving this friend the money? In this parable, you don't. You think, I'm in this for my friend for the long haul. I'll give him time to learn, and I will give him another $1,440. And you do that day after day for a year. You keep giving. He keeps wasting. You keep gently advising. He keeps gently ignoring your advice. Finally, you have a serious talk with your friend. And you say, Dear friend, much has been given to you. $525,000 to be exact. Every day you come back, every day you take the money, and every day you waste it. You are not taking this seriously. And your friend says, That's not true. The other day I spent $15 to buy a book on how to spend money wisely. And somebody who is destitute asked me for money, and I gave him $5. So see, I'm not wasting at all. And you say, Are you serious? $15 here and $5 there, a few days a week, out of more than $500,000. I expected more from you. I gave you this opportunity because I want the best for you, and you have disappointed me. In that moment of rebuke and regret, your friend says, I am sorry. I will do better. And like too many repentances, for about a week and a half, he does better. Instead of $5 here and $15 there, he spends $30 here and $40 there on good things, which is progress. But after about a week and a half, the progress stops. After the emotion of your rebuke is gone, after the emotion of his regret is gone, he is back to his old ways of investing little, giving little, and wasting much. Would you still keep giving your friend the money? In this parable, you are incredibly patient, and do continue to give him your money and your advice. But year two is no different. Your friend continues to blow $100 here, $500 there, day after day, and he doesn't care. And he doesn't care because tomorrow there will be another $1,440. The result is another year and another $500,000, mostly wasted. So you meet your friend at the end of year two and you say, "Dear friend, I must warn you. You have not changed your ways, and a few years from now, there will be bad economic times. I urge you to change, to prepare, to make yourself ready by investing what I give you with care before the bad times come." And your friend says, "I'm sorry, I will do better." Now it's year three. What do you think happened? The emotion of your talk wore off. There are only the beginning signs of economic troubles. And your friend did not change. He blew another $525,000. So after 3 years of this, you are what? You are not happy. What's more, on the last day of the third year, you meet your friend at the standard place, and he holds out his hand and he says, "Where's the money?" And you say, "Are you serious?" And you start to blow your top. You say, "I should ask you, where is the money? You wasted what I gave. You ignored my advice and warnings. You expect me to keep giving you no matter what you do with what you get. You cannot be serious." And your friend says, "All that you say is true. You have given and I have wasted. You have advised and warned and I ignored. But now I beg you, give me one more chance." And you, being generous and just, say, "One last chance. If this year you do not use what I gave wisely and generously, you will no longer be my friend, and I will not give you anything ever again." Someone once said, "Don't tell me what your priorities are. Show me where you spend your money, and I will tell you what your priorities are." As I'm sure you guessed, my parable is not about money. It's about time. And instead of $1,440 a day, we are given a very real 1,440 minutes a day. More than 500,000 minutes a year. In our parable, our friend occasionally spends $15 here and $30 there and $100 there wisely, and he blows the rest. And we are unimpressed. We see it as clearly when we spend 13 minutes here and 50 minutes there wisely, and we blow the rest. Have we ever let a day of weeks, a month of days, something like that, slip by without doing anything of real value? And then we hold out our hand and we say, "Give me the money. Give me the time." It's very easy to think that the time will keep rolling in, that it doesn't matter how I spend this minute or this day, because tomorrow I'm going to have another 1,440 minutes. But we are repeatedly, emphatically instructed not to think like this. Luke 13, verse 6 through 9. Luke 13, verse 6. He spoke this parable. "A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and he found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, 'Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?" But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that you can cut it down." So we call this the tree's last chance. A fruit tree without fruit on it is not much of a fruit tree. Of course, is this parable really about trees? It's not. It is about us. The title of my message is, "Are You Serious?" What does it mean to be a serious Christian? John 15, verse 8. John 15, verse 8, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples." So it means taking seriously and using well the time, the knowledge, the opportunity, the freedom that we have been given by God. Notice John 15, verse 2. John 15, verse 2, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away." You'll recall the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. The man gives his servants money. To one, 5 talents. To another, 2. And to another, 1. And the man comes back to settle accounts. And what does he expect? He expects them to have used wisely what they were given. To those who were good stewards of the money and the time, he says, "Well done." To the one who is not a good steward, he says, "Cast the unprofitable servant away." This principle can be summed up by Luke 12, verse 48. It's taken apart out of the verse, Luke 12, verse 48. Everyone, to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to those of us in the church, and especially to those of us in the Western world, much has been given. As some of you know, I had an experience recently where I suddenly felt dizzy, and then my heart started pounding, and I'm standing in Costco, and I thought at that moment, I am done. I cannot pull out of this. And it's an unbelievable feeling to be standing in Costco holding on a cart thinking, I'm dying in Costco. That wasn't actually a joke, but there you go. And I can tell you, it takes a few seconds to think about, who am I going to miss? What did I not do with my life? And what sins have I not fully repented of? And it makes all the trivial stuff evaporate. It never even was. Someone once said, to die is to stop sinning suddenly. But God doesn't want us to wait until then. He gave you and he gave me 1,440 minutes yesterday. 525,600 minutes last year, 1,440 minutes today, to invest in our future and to invest in the future of others. When we read the update or watch the news, we see the events described in the Bible that lead up to the end of this age happening before our eyes. Of this world and that time, Peter said this in 2 Peter 3, verse 11, which I'll read for you, 2 Peter 3:11. Peter said, "Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be?" And the point of my message is simply this. These are serious times. We each have limited time. None of us knows if we're going to get the full 1440 today. We must ask ourselves, what manner of person ought I to be today? Now is the time to prepare. Now is the time to make ourselves ready. Now is the time for us to be serious Christians.